And now to the wildfires in Northern California. The blaze around Yosemite National Park is 2 weeks old. It covers 280 square miles, larger than the city of Chicago. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in the area all the way west to San Francisco, where residents fear that the Rim Fire could take out their water and power supply. The governor said with the help of the federal government, he's confident they can get the fire under control.
The president called me just yesterday. He expressed his support. Whatever we need, he'll provide. So between the state and the federal government and local officials, we'll get it done.
Christina Wilkinson lives just 3 miles from the fire in Groveland, California. She manages a Facebook page to get emergency information out to local residents. She joins us from her home for more. Welcome, Christina.
Yes, glad to be joining you.
And what's the top of the agenda on your Facebook page as far as the requests for information are concerned?
Oh, well, we just got one about 2 minutes ago. I was just answering, and somebody basically wants to know what's the safest way to get to the Yosemite Valley floor from where they're at.
And, you know, the residents where you are taking steps to evacuate potentially, yes?
We did last week. We had a lot of people evacuate last week, and people have trickled back. And we only have one area that I'm aware of that might still be evacuated, but it backs up right towards a brush area back by the airport and stables.
How much of this is, you know, a cliffhanger in the sense that you're aware of dry weather, you're aware that there's a lot of fuel on the ground that could fuel a fire like this? When a week ago this was like 6% contained, how fearful were you?
Oh, wow. It was pretty frightening, seeing the big plumes of smoke coming out from behind our town and knowing how close it really was, not realizing how close it really was. I think that was the hardest part, was not knowing. Yeah, everybody going out there to see what's going on and then going towards it more so and then saying, wow, that's right in my backyard.
Is this your first big fire with a robust Wi-Fi capability to exchange and share information?
Absolutely. First time.
Does it help or does it just keep you at your home maybe longer than you should be?
A little bit of both, actually. We came within a mile and a half of the fire with our home, my husband and I update the Facebook page for Groveland. And basically, it's kind of kept our minds off of the fire itself while exchanging information that's accurate about the fire. So we kind of felt the need to stay put to help locals out because they're looking at us for information, for accurate and correct information at that.
Sounds like we need a webcam on your house, Christina Wilkinson. Tell me about what would have been expected in terms of the tourist business this time of year.
Well, this time of year, we would have been able to go downtown to Groveland and do our regular weekday shopping so we could avoid the weekend because that's when all the tourists come up. This weekend specifically, because Labor Day weekend, it's packed. You can't go to the lake, can't go to the marina. You can't go a lot of places. You can't really go or you shouldn't really go as a local because it's just we live here year round and can enjoy it year round. So you kind of make time to do things around the tourists.
So the fire and the tourists together there in Groveland, California. Stay safe, Christina.
Thank you.
Christina Wilkinson managing that Facebook page there in Groveland, California, in the middle of the fire zone around Yosemite National Park.